Oh, but this one you should go with. I'm Ross and I'm Simi and this is Bad Advice.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ross.
This is Simi.
And I'm Bad Advice.
Don't want to be here. Yeah. We're tired of watching YouTube tutorials on how to make our videos pop.
Yeah.
We had to do all of those intros for that. I don't like that.
I hate it so much.
I don't want
it.
Like, my intros are this. Hi, please send us questions so we can make funny jokes out of answers.
Yeah. And thanks. Sometimes it's you with some real stuff.
Yeah, real talk. We'll tell you when it's real talk. But other than that, man, I hate all of you YouTube guys that do the stupid f***ing show.
That's insane.
This is what you got to do at the beginning of a YouTube video.
Yeah, this is how you work an algorithm.
Yeah.
This is what your thumbnail needs to look like.
Exactly.
This is what your video setup needs to be.
Get a life.
There's no rules anymore.
There's no rules.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah, I'm so sorry for putting that obligation on you.
This is Africa.
Yeah, wow. Samina, mina, waka waka,
too soon. The cricket.
Sorry, bro.
Oh no, that was soccer. That was a football World
that
Cup.
Was a football World Cup.
I know sports.
Yeah, cricket was tough. But
yeah, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Mm.
Would you like some sugar water?
No.
Is that a cultural thing?
What,
sugar water?
Yeah, it is a cultural thing. White people
don't do sugar water.
They just know slow mag. White people have no concept of what sugar water is.
Like, I know.
And that's because it's also, shock is a big part of their life.
That's true.
Because
especially when they can't like get like a parking.
Anything.
Or so, yeah.
Anything that goes wrong in their day, sugar water would destroy the thing that they're really good at, being shocked.
That's true. So if they had to take, if they had to take sugar water every time they're shocked, they would be like full on diabetic.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
Like that's at least 20 times in a day. There's a white woman right now who's allergic to sugar water. Because she knows, she just knows it will ruin her day. She'll mellow out. She wouldn't be shocked.
No, we get sugar
water. What would her existence be?
It's different levels. Like, I got bitten by a dog, I got sugar water.
Bro, when in doubt, sugar water.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also, because two major ingredients, just sugar, just water.
Yeah.
Something that you have on hand.
Yeah.
You got water in the tap.
Yeah.
You will find sugar in the cupboard.
And white sugar. It has to be the Ulet.
Yeah.
Or the other one.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Ilovo.
Oh, yeah, we never use Ilovo.
Yeah, we are Ulet ourselves.
That's probably the best clip for sponsorship that company will ever get. I have seen zero Ulets like sponsorship in
my it's
life.
All word of mouth.
Yeah, it's all word of mouth.
Brand recognition. No, you're in shock. Use Ulets. In partnership with a Quell.
It's just a white lady in the background.
How do I tell someone their baby is ugly? Is it a Band-Aid situation or is it a slow...
Let's assume, and I haven't seen an ugly baby in a long time.
I've seen a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, like
maybe,
a few
maybe
months
you have
ago.
A bit more experience. Because for me, I know exactly what I'm doing. When they're like taking photos and stuff, I'll be like, oh, don't post that baby online. You know, people will give it the evil eye.
Oh, wow,
I'm protecting the viewers.
Yeah. You'll be like, oh, predators.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, exactly. Because, you know, like Muslim people, they don't put their babies online. They put like the sunglasses over the baby's eyes and stuff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not in the big Muslim baby scene.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I am. All my friends got them now.
Shit, so they maybe put like we should unpack that.
Yeah. I'm not married.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, we lost the cricket. So they put sunglasses, sunglasses.
Like if they take a picture, like if they take a picture of their family, like a family event, right?
Yeah.
And then they'll put like the glasses, sunglasses emoji on the baby.
Oh, emoji.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it if it's a girl, is the baby wrapped up like Hadouk and stuff?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, it's just the baby's in like a onesie.
No,
they always put the sunglasses on and they say it prevents the evil eye. So then people won't make nazar, make evil eye things on your baby.
Oh, goodness.
But if the baby is ugly,
yeah,
don't use the emoji.
No.
You know, just leave that baby there on the phone.
It's
Oh, in fact, I've changed my mind. That's the advice I'm giving to the person. Yeah. Like, if your baby's ugly, put that thing on the internet.
Or you do, like, you, when it's the baby shower, you, like, just bring a balaclava.
For the baby?
Yeah.
My grandfather. My,
it's pink.
My dad's dad, right? I can't remember him because he died when I was pretty much young. But when my dad's sister got married... At the wedding, he wore a balaclava.
Why?
Because he didn't want his daughter to get married to the guy. And then my dad went to him the day of the wedding and was like, you know, you can't wear this balaclava, right? And my granddad was like, yes, I'm wearing the balaclava. And my dad's like, you know why you can't wear it? He's like, why can't I wear it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to protest that my daughter shouldn't be marrying this man. And my dad's like, you found the man for to get married to, bro.
Wait, so it was arranged?
Well, it wasn't arranged. It's like he wanted his daughter to get married.
Okay, but you found the man. Like,
yeah, like you went to go to another family.
In the street?
Muslim people work in communities, bro. They don't work in streets.
Okay.
Sorry. Dog.
I don't know. No, but
yeah,
I mean,
so you went to go find another person that got like a boy to get married to. That's what they did back in the day. I'm talking about like the 60s and 70s. Yeah, wow. Like 50s and 60s, bro.
Yeah, that's too long ago. But I like his balaclava idea, but I think we should put it on the baby.
Yeah, yeah. Look, but now your baby looks like Mzege Zege.
Yeah.
In every photo shoot. And people lift it up. Oh, DJ Spoo. It's not you.
I swear it's not me. We know it's you, bro.
I did a podcast conference. DJ Spoo is there because, you know, he has a podcast, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then I was jokey with the organizer going, oh, I'm going to ask him.
Like, what's the podcast called? I'm not Mzeke Zeke.
No, it's called Hustler's Corner.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And?
It was nice.
Okay.
He's a nice guy.
Is that where you...
Yeah, that's where I'm stopping it. But I was told specifically not to say... And because I was like, guys, we all know, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I've always been... DJ Spoo is an Mzege Zege.
Why?
Don't have that last bit of proof to prove it.
What is the law? What do we need? Like DNA? An actual face reveal.
Yeah, like a Scooby-Doo reveal. What would you do with the babies?
Parents, they're blinded by this. Mm. So it doesn't matter. Like that baby can have a full-on, like, what is ugly these days? I don't want to talk about beauty standards, but say the baby is like not a beautiful baby and they will be
not
like,
a cute enough baby.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. And I'll just be, oh, the baby, it's going to grow into its face.
I'll tell you what my sister did.
What did she do?
She went to go visit one of her friends and her friend got a baby.
Uh-huh.
Right? Her baby's not cute.
Yeah.
Right? She just cropped the baby out of the photo stock.
For protection.
Yeah. I went to go visit my friend today. It was so nice seeing her.
Is there a way to like preempt it when choosing your partner? Like, no. If you could be like, yeah, let's look at your baby photos. Like on the fifth date, were you a cute baby?
Yeah, hella cute.
Is it?
Yeah, the only reason why they didn't want to steal me was because I screamed a lot.
I wasn't a cute baby per se.
Are you in photos?
I am, but those are... It's film, right?
Yeah.
So it's printed.
Oh, so your parents had an excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the family members.
Those are the ones that didn't make the album.
Yeah. How many photos do you have as a baby where people are looking at you as if you're cute?
No, none.
Oh, okay. You were Zero. An ugly baby. You
yeah,
were
yeah. No, I wasn't. I had baby. A weird, like, shaped head and I was, like, sickly and stuff. But, like, don't have babies.
Right. That's great advice, actually.
No, I buy things that winter time is the best time to buy things that cover the baby's face.
Mm.
I say a proper one, don't visit until the baby's cute.
Sure. You could be waiting years. Yeah. That's a gamble. You see that person in the street? Is this your baby? Is this your baby? I haven't seen them since they were born.
Yeah,
and yes, my son's 21 now.
I don't know, man. It's a tough one. Like, if you're not a fan of awkwardness, just go on a pilgrimage or something.
I told you, if my sister got pregnant and the baby didn't look like my side of the family, I boot that child.
Boot it.
I boot that child. I don't know that child. That's not my child. That child got no genes of mine. That child can come over for family function. I put it in a corner.
What does your brother-in-law look like?
No, my brother-in-law is a handsome dude.
Yeah, but you never know, eh?
You never know. Yeah. If I'm saying the baby don't look like me or my side of the family.
Yeah.
Right? I boot that child.
Boot
it. That child's not part of my family. Like, we're going to go see your Uncle Simi. He'll be like, Uncle Simi, you call me sir.
Yeah. We should all, we could probably organize a sponsorship for that boot.
Yeah.
My friend asked me if I was Asian because I have Lee in my name. My name is Ashley.
No. Oh, no, man. No, I hope this is the same friend that called his friend's white girl a glow stick. Could you close in the dark? Oh, no. That's hilarious. You should tell you.
Your friend should start writing for like a show. Or something.
Your friend also is racist. You need to ask your friend, like, what do they do with their hands? Like, did they do the eye thing as well? Because then your friend is
if
racist.
If they did the eye thing,
that thing would kill me.
Yeah.
That thing would kill me. No, your friend... I don't even know what advice to give you on that one.
It's hilarious. Imagine like a kung fu movie poster with starring Ashley.
Where's the white girl with blonde hair?
Yeah. Look, sometimes you just gotta take the L, and I think this is one of those times. Or the R. Thank you for watching, and we hope we've helped you, not even a little bit.
Oh, we did the outros. Done.
Yeah, I thought that was obvious.
How do we genuinely do it?
I like take random.
That's for the YouTube. Yeah,
just shout subscribe.
Yeah. Hey, like, share, and subscribe to our stuff.
Subscribe.
Like.